This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest with me, T. Xiao Yik, Lim Su Wan, and Kelly Anissa. Earlier, we talked about why we overindulge. Now, let's look at the other extreme of overconsumption, our waste. Did you know that we throw at least 3.5 billion diapers here in Malaysia every year? And worldwide, that would probably add up to about 187 billion diapers. So most of them end up being burned or thrown out into landfills. And it takes at least 200 years for a disposable diaper to decompose. In some cases, it could be up to 500 years.
Wow. But now engineers have devised ways of recovering the plastic and other materials inside the diapers. A pilot plant has opened in Treviso, Italy, backed by the world's largest maker of nappies, Procter & Gamble. Here is a clip from BBC's Science editor David Shukman visiting the plant.
Now, it's not exactly pleasant being here with all these nappies. It does smell as you'd expect, but it's not nearly as bad as you might think. But people here do realise that smell is an issue. So the first stage of the process is for the nappies to be kept in this storage tank where the worst fumes are drawn off and then filtered. Now, it's surprisingly difficult to break a nappy apart, but that's what they do in this device, subjecting the nappies to intense heat, pressure, and steam. And that has the effect of drawing off the sewage from the nappies, and the material left behind is then shredded and put into this oven for drying out. You can actually feel the heat coming off. The idea is to kill any bacteria that might be left behind. And the next step is to separate the different materials used in a nappy so they can be used for something else.
The dried shredded material that eventually comes out just looks like clumps of very old fabric. So David Shukman even gives us a whiff.
Genuinely, it doesn't smell. So the hope is to use this stuff, for example, to make more plastic products, or the absorbent material in the nappy could be used for cat litter. The cellulose can be turned into paper or card, like this business card. But here's the really interesting question. You can also make bottle tops. But would you drink from a bottle where the top was made of an old nappy? Or would you rather see that nappy join billions of others ending up in landfill?
So eventually, the plan is to give parents in Treviso individual nappy bins, which will then be picked up by trucks in separate waste collections.
And this is not actually a new idea. The UK opened its first facility for recycling dirty diapers and other absorbent hygiene products in September 2011. So the company called No Waste LLC recycled products like diapers, feminine hygiene products, and adult incontinence products. However, their original plant closed down in 2013, and the applications to open up new plants in other sites in the UK have been rejected.
Right, and looking across to the east, in Taiwan, researchers have built a pilot machine that can recycle almost 100 kilos of dirty diapers into clean raw materials in a single hour. And in Japan, meanwhile, there's something called the Nippon Disposable Diaper Recycling Promotion Association. And they are researching ways to turn disposable diapers into fuel. So they're actually taking their cue from the town of Hoki in Tottori Prefecture. So back in 2015, the municipality of Hoki recycled diapers into pellets that were used as fuel at a spa.
Wow. And interestingly, another country is looking at an extreme measure. So the Pacific nation Vanuatu had they proposed a ban on disposable diapers from December this year. But the government will have to find enough reusable diapers to swaddle its estimated 20,000 babies and toddlers.
Yeah, so lots of different ideas going on. So I spoke earlier to a zero waste advocate, Claire Sancelot, to get her thoughts on what we should do with our diapers. What did you think of this news that came out on BBC about a factory in Italy that can now recycle disposable diapers? How much do you think this will contribute towards reducing our household waste?
I think it's huge. This is very good news. Sadly, it's only in Italy.
Yes.
And we've been using baby diapers now for about 50 years. And baby diapers are an item that will never, never go away. It's mainly plastic at the end of the day. So I think it's about time. It's fantastic news. We need this in every major city in the world.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, there are some other cities trying to do it and trying to build these kinds of facilities, but it will probably not be available to us here in Malaysia yet. So what can we do in the meantime to reduce the use of disposable diapers?
Okay, what we have to do, that's what I did for my three kids, washable baby diapers. I know that they're a bit of a pain, but that's the only eco-friendly solution. They are much more economical as well. Baby diapers are extremely pricey.
Okay. There's a country, Vanuatu, is actually proposing a ban on disposable diapers. Do you think a nappy ban is the way to go?
Okay, that's a bit discriminatory. I have to say, for women, working moms with babies, that's a bit discriminatory here. Many very, very busy people. Here you're discriminating against female in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's considered a necessity. So I think a ban on plastic containers to carry food would have, you know, will not really, it's not a necessity. People can just bring their own containers to get their food out. That would have a bigger impact. Here you're discriminating. I know those baby diapers are really bad for the planet, but here you're discriminating female who are already, I mean, having a baby is not an easy job. But unless you find a solution, you put a factory or you supply washable baby diapers to females, that would be a solution too. Why not? If the city supplies washable baby diapers instead, that might work. But banning the baby diapers, where I'm working mom going to do?
Yes.
Babies need diapers no matter what.
Yes, that's right.
Here, again, you're giving a problematic to most likely a working mom who already has a lot of problematics in her life.
Yes.
I would say we have to be a bit more practical and less discriminatory. Or let's look at the baby diapers pollution, but let's look at the food container pollution between drinks, food, cutlery, plastic bags. I think it's probably equivalent, if not more. And this can easily be tackled. Everybody brings their own containers everywhere.
Actually, Claire, you said that you used cloth diapers for your three children.
Yes.
How much, because if we are talking about working parents who have to juggle a lot of responsibilities,
exactly.
And you're familiar with that, of course, how much more time does it actually take to wash the reusable diapers? Or do you think we can actually get used to that?
Our mom did it.
Yes, I know.
On Monday, they went below 2 euro. But the problem with the washable diapers, they are usually a bit, you'll save money down the line, but it's the same problem as anything. It's costly at the beginning. Because cloth diapers, so people from very, very low income, sadly, cannot afford it. Although they would save money down the line, they cannot afford the up-cost one.
Let's talk about, you know, other things that we can do then to reduce overall our household waste. What can the average Malaysian family look at? Which aspects can we try to cut down?
Okay, I think, again, food containers, that's the number one.
Mm-hmm.
Water bottle and food containers is the number one pollutant if you look at your garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Like you in your office at BFM, you have a garbage next to you.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, the garbage will be full. What will be inside? Coffee cups, coffee leaves, straws, food containers, maybe plastic cutlery. Am I right?
Yes, we're trying to go zero waste, but yes, inevitably, yes.
Yes. So actually, it's affordable. If everybody in the office just bring their own containers, you just use an, you know, you don't need to go fancy. You can just use an old food container. And just rewash those all the time. And when you take your food outside, you know, at lunch, you just use those. Same for the coffee cup or tea cup. So it's a very simple habit to take. And it tackles a huge waste right away.
So that was Claire Sancelot. She advocates for a zero-waste sustainable lifestyle and she maintains the Zero Waste Kuala Lumpur Facebook page, which you can check out. And you know what she said about, you know, she used reusable diapers for her three children. I mean, it does make me feel very guilty thinking about the number of diapers that I've gone through and still using some because, you know, my son still has accidents at night. He's not going to appreciate when he grows up listening to all this. And it, I mean, the point is, it really makes me think. And I also read this fascinating article in The Star a few years ago where they interviewed an environment and waste management specialist, Dr. Ting Lee Chong. So he gave these facts and figures. An excrement-filled disposable diaper could weigh anywhere from 300 to 500 grams. An infant usually uses up to 6 diapers a day. So you multiply that by, you know, back then it was an average about 1.6 2 million toddlers under the age of 3 in Malaysia. So we could be discarding 3.5 billion pieces of diapers at our landfills every year. And you look at the weight of all of that. Dr. Ting estimated that it could be 1.5 million tons. So what, you know, if you think about it, you know, what would be the environmental impact of all these diapers just being thrown out?
So the first would be problems with throwing in landfills. So the feces in these diapers could contain harmful pathogens and could end up leaking into our local water bodies or contaminated the groundwater that we have.
Mm.
And this can potentially cause the public to be exposed via the insects, pets and rodents that consume this water.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, and then there's also the problem with burning the diapers. So improper burning in an incinerator can produce toxins and greenhouse gases, and open burning is even worse, causing tremendous air pollution.
Yeah. And the introduction of cheaper disposable diapers will only add to the problem, because the cheaper ones are usually less absorbent, so you'd actually end up using more pieces. And our use of diapers is not a it's a concern not just for a growing population with young children, but also an aging one, because those who are elderly may need to use disposable diapers as well as incontinence pads.
Yeah. So, I mean, coming back to the idea of being able to recycle them and what they'll be used to make down the line, earlier we heard BBC's David Shukman asking, would you be willing to drink from a bottle with a top that's made of an old diaper?
If I don't know?
Yeah,
If I didn't know. I think the fact that I know would make me feel a bit hesitant to use it.
Mm.
But if you just passed me something and didn't tell me where it came from, I think I'd be perfectly fine with it.
Yeah, I agree. So, and because I was thinking about that earlier. But, you know, if I knew that it's from a diaper, that's all I'm going to be thinking about when I drink my water. But, I mean, if it's safe and, you know, there's no harm, I'm completely fine not knowing about it. I don't think it would be approved if it were not safe as well. So I'm fine with it as long as I don't,
I bet there are tons of things that we are consuming and using that are actually made from a whole bunch of recycled waste products. We're never going to know where they came from.
Mm.
And that's fine, right? As long as I don't tell you.
Yep.
Blissful ignorance. But, you know, that other extreme idea of a nappy ban, what do you think about that?
I think a ban might be a bit too strict, especially because disposable nappies seem like it's a very easy, it's a very convenient. It has a very convenient use, especially when I see parents, you know, going overseas or outstation or just to the shopping mall. It looks easier for them to not have to worry about one more thing.
Mm, yeah. And I mean, a ban is very often criticized as being regressive when people were talking about banning plastic straws, the use of the single-use straws, right? And when you have that choice taken away from you, you're punishing people rather than encouraging and educating them to make choices that are better for the environment.
Yeah.
You know, I would hate to think of us having to go back to a time when, you know, we are not given choice and then women are hampered by just having to wash and air cloth diapers all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about this earlier. All three of us, when we were babies, our parents used those, what do you call them? The kain lampin, the muslin kind of square cloth diapers, right? And I know for a fact that my mom, it took up a lot of time for my mom to be washing and hanging them up. And, you know, we want to save the environment. Obviously, we want to leave an environment that's that will still be there for our children and grandchildren.
Mm.
But there should be other alternatives available to us as well. But you know, Claire also talked about, you know, what BFM should be doing to reduce our waste. What do you do, Suen?
Well, I learned this when I came in. I learned this from other interns because I saw we have a coffee place downstairs and I saw them going down with our BFM mugs. Mm. So I've started picking up on that habit. And so it's kind of like, I think, a well-known thing by the cafe downstairs that they see all these BFMers going there with the BFM mugs.
It's good for branding. What about you, Kelly?
I mean, the thing that I have mentioned this before, and I know it's nothing much to be proud of, but I have my metal straws, which I carry everywhere with me, and I just rarely get to use it. And I feel a bit guilty because I just had lunch earlier and I came back with like a plastic bag. I feel very guilty. Like, I mean, I have to follow you, Shawik. I mean, Shawik carries like her own Tupperware to go and tap our food.
Yeah, and a lot of BFMers do that. And I think it's just a matter of making it the norm and getting used to it. So that's all the time we have for this story today. I just want to quickly check in on our first story where we talked about overindulgence. And we have a comment, Kelly.
Yeah, so on WhatsApp, Sylvester Lee said that it depends on what you refer to as overindulgence. In this case, we talk about food. I think Malaysians' diet is an indulgence. It's too carb-rich. Most people sit too much and don't move enough. And I think indulging in a meal or two once a week is okay. But if one would rather not do that and pay for insurance instead, that's his or her choice too.
That's an interesting perspective. Yeah. I mean, I also think that it will come back to bite you one day. If you are overindulging, and as Sylvester says, in foods that are not healthy, it's going to come back and bite you way, way down the line.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what we're trying to tell people now about. What you do now is going to have an impact on your health a long time to come.
And it's self-discipline and just self-control. Because, I mean, we have such delicious food here.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, on Twitter, we were asking you, when is it appropriate to overindulge yourself with food? So 66% of you said on special occasions, followed by 18% of you who said at least once a week, and 16% of you said all the time.
The thing is, our special occasions happen very frequently in Malaysia, right?
Yeah. That is very true.
There is Raya, and then there's Deepavali, and there's Chinese New Year and Christmas. Like, it's never ending.
Every public holiday is a special occasion.
Yeah. Yep. So, Raya is coming up, so let's see how we go with that. Well, anyway, keep the conversation going. You know, you can still tweet us your thoughts at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or drop us a line on our Facebook page, which is BFM The Bigger Picture. This has been The Daily Digest. So if you missed any part of it, you can download the podcast on BFM.my, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Live and Learn is the fourth episode of Law and Behold, where Juliet will be looking at the right to freedom of speech and expression. So stay tuned for that. But meanwhile, here's Trash by Suede right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.